moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Good Saturday morning and welcome inside the Bold Studios for another edition of Coach's Corner presented by Vinny's Barbecue. It is a gorgeous Saturday morning. It's Cy-Hawk Day and we're talking football. And that means we're on the phone with Humboldt head football coach Greg Thomas. And coach, a couple of games in here to this season. What do you like so far of how your team has played?
Well, I think the kids are playing hard. I really think, especially the competing. I think we've had marked improvement in our defense from a year ago, and I just like the kids' attitude and effort so far.
Offensively, Coach, Joey Bussey made his debut at quarterback last week against Hampton Dumont and promptly threw for 5 touchdowns. That had to be a fun start to watch.
It was. Really happy with the way he's commanding the offense and in his first year at the varsity level at quarterback. We weren't able to get him a whole lot of snaps last year to get to his feet underneath him a little bit. So I think he's making good choices for us, good decisions, and he's got some nice weapons to throw to.
And one of those weapons came back last week. That's senior receiver Eli Sand. How awesome was it to see him come out and perform like he did, catching a long touchdown pass?
Well, it's good to have anytime you can get your seniors on the field. That just helps the younger guys have more confidence. Eli is a playmaker, there's no doubt about that. We're glad he's healthy and ready to go.
Offensively, now, what does a player like Sand bring to the table for you, already with a pretty good stable of playmakers as well?
Well, I think one of the things we feel like it makes it tougher to double-cover Jameson with his speed. If people want to commit 4 guys to 2 guys, then that should give us an advantage in the running game too. So we just hope we think we have 2 guys or even 3 or 4 guys that can make some people hurt if they try to cover people one-on-one. So hopefully that'll just continue to help our running game get better.
Now you talked about Jameson, Coach, and he's been a very good player for you guys here in the early onset, seeing a lot of time at receiver, kind of running back as well, and obviously starting the first game at quarterback. But, you know, when you slot him into wherever you're playing him that week, I mean, obviously you know he's going to make an impact. But this year so far, he has been a huge contributor. Is that something that you expected him to be as a sophomore?
We really hoped. We sure hoped he would, and we have all the confidence in the world that he would. He kind of showed a little bit of that in his very first varsity action at Spirit Lake last year. He gives us a lot of flexibility because he's a smart, athletic-minded young man who understands what we're trying to get accomplished offensively. There's a lot of good athletes out there, but a lot of times they don't have the athletic intelligence to go with it.
Now, offensively, Coach, you look at your numbers, last in the district in rushing yards and last in the district in rushing attempts. Now, we talked about it preseason, about getting those rushing totals up there and kind of exerting yourself a little bit more physically as well as in the run game. Now, how do you turn that around here towards the middle of the season?
Well, we've been playing around with a few ideas. I think One of the possible solutions is to get a few more bodies in there to help and block, and that might mean us utilizing a little bit more motion from our slot guys and trying to get more people to the point of attack at the snap of the ball. But we're still encouraging the guys, and we just have to find a better way to do it. And right now, we're still struggling a bit.
Now, talk about your offensive line. You know, despite the running game struggles, it seems as though the offensive line has held up their part for the most part. Now, is that the case?
Well, I think so. You know, one of the things we faced, especially in the first 2 weeks, is a defense that just they're basically saying you're going to have to beat us with the pass, and they're just bringing more guys than we can block.
Right.
And doing it very aggressively. And we've got to understand that, know that, and you know, we have a certain game plan. But once the game starts, what we're trying to do offensively to some extent, because we've got to try to take what the defense has given us.
Absolutely, and you know, you look at it from a game planning point of view, and I imagine this is probably the most confusing thing is when you turn on the tape and watch some of these teams play defense. You know, you can't expect them to play like a man under, no free safety over the top defense all game long. But you look back against Webster City, and you look back especially against Hampton Dumont, that's exactly what they were doing. They were daring you guys to pass. Now, obviously, as the game plan dictates, you had to take advantage of what they were doing. But to some degree, I mean, I'm sure you weren't expecting that in either one of those two games, were you?
Well, you know, probably expecting it is probably not the right term, but in hindsight, when you look at things, we graduated a 3-year starter at quarterback, and people were playing knew that. So, in retrospect, it's probably not a bad idea to come after us and see if our new quarterback, who's a junior, you know, taking a handful of snaps at the varsity level prior to this season, could get the ball where we need to get it. And I think he's been showing that he can do that. So, hopefully, that'll create a few more. Conventional defensive looks for us as we go.
Absolutely. Obviously, that will open up a little bit more of the ground game as you move on. Through the first couple of games, how has the new play calling been? Have you found some hiccups with that? Overall, how smooth has it been?
Oh, I think it's going well. I think it's been a good thing. I'm still offering some suggestions. We'll even dictate a few things here. I'm really turning the reins over, and I think Coach Wickett's doing a great job, and there's a definite feel to it, and it takes a little while to
right.
get in that rhythm, but I'm really happy where we're at as far as that as far as the play calling goes right now.
Sure. And turning the ball over to the defensive side, how has your defense played and graded out through the first handful of games?
You know, we're giving up yards. The thing I like that I don't know that we did as much of last year, I'd have to go back and see if the stats prove me out on this, but I think we're creating a lot more turnovers.
Right, absolutely.
We're giving up yards, but we're creating more turnovers, which, number one, can put your offense in a good position with the ball. Like, you know, that first drive against Webster City, we took over, I think, on their 27-yard line or something, 31-yard line. So,
yep.
That's been really encouraging, and I think that mentality and that effort just kind of is contagious and kind of breeds itself week to week. So we've just kind of become the attitude that we're going to try to create turnovers for ourselves, and so far we've been able to do that.
You know, one player I've had my eye on from opening kick has been Timmy Larson, number 25, the 5'11". 140-pound junior linebacker, kind of a strong safety player in your defense. But he's looked like, you know, for his first varsity action, that he's really willing to hit, and he's made some big plays for you guys.
If there was a word I would use for Timmy, it would be fearless. He plays a lot bigger than he is, and he's not afraid. You know, the other side of the ball, if it's a guy's 200 pounds, if he's 160 pounds, it doesn't matter. We're going to get the same effort out of Timmy each night, each time out. So, we're really happy with the way he's playing.
Chatting football with Humboldt football coach Greg Thomas. And, Coach, you guys have looked like you've kind of mixed and matched a little bit with the linebacker role in your defense, especially at the middle linebacker role. Now, are you still searching to find that winning combination at that position?
Well, it's more about keeping guys fresh and doing a little bit by committee. You know, Matt's only a sophomore, and he's still learning. And Hunter has never played linebacker. He's a senior, but he's never played linebacker. So their instincts are still developing. I really think we'll look back on the season in week 7, week 8, and see that our linebackers have really grown up and improved as the season goes. But we're going to continue rotating a lot of guys in there.
Another player that's been intriguing defensively, as you know, obviously graduating some very good talent on the defensive side of the ball last year, has been Owen Terwilliger. You kind of put him as a five technique, a force tackle in your defense. And by and large, he's also held up really well. And now he's playing both ways for the first time. But you have to be pleased with at least his raw ability at the defensive side of the football.
Owen's got a lot of upside. He's long. He's got good leverage. He understands football. He just does a nice job. He does a nice job of not getting himself out of position. And I think he's a really good pass blocker on the offensive side of the ball. And his run blocking is still developing, is still coming. But he's such a positive part of our team. So I'm really happy with where OT is at.
And then lastly, on the defensive side of the ball, and then we'll wrap up thoughts. How have you been, pleased, I suppose, with the secondary? Some bodies rotating in and out there as well, but you guys have limited the big play, at least in the passing game, and have also came away with some interceptions, so it's a very good turnover from talent, I suppose, losing both Drew and Devin from that secondary.
Yeah, it's taking place down right now. Devin gave us a ton of versatility. He could play outside linebacker, inside linebacker. We never tried to do it, but if we needed to, he could have played a corner or safety position for us. And Drew's just grown up around football, so he understands conceptually what's going on in front of him.
Right.
It's tough to replace those kind of guys with 2 and 3 years of varsity experience, but Joey played a lot last year as a corner, and it's a little nerve-wracking having your starting quarterback out there.
Right.
Camp. But, I think it's a necessity, and Tyler Vitsum gives us some good minutes. You know, he's getting a few more carries now, and we got to keep him fresh on the offensive side. Eli Sand being healthy helps us back there again, too, We feel pretty good about a rotation of guys in there. Lucas Wolf can help us there too. So
right.
He played quite a bit last year as a sophomore. So we've got some experienced guys there.
Right. Yeah. It seems like there's just a lot of guys on your roster that can kind of play wherever you kind of want them to, wherever you fit them, which is nice. There's a lot of positional versatility with your team. Now, last week we'll transition away from Humble football and talk a little bit about the Iowa Hawkeyes with your son. Last week. Or 2 weeks ago, I should say, you were able to head down there and check out the Wyoming game. Now, how is Drew handling things with the Hawkeyes?
Well, I think obviously there's a big adjustment period when you step up to the Division I level. And Drew started practice the first day of class, and he feels like he's learning and he's playing primary. I mean, right now he's scout team receiver and been on scout team, most of the scout team special teams. And so, you know, I think he's hustling. He's doing what he's asked to do. And again, that football background, I think, helps him a lot.
Right.
Understanding what week to week he's playing. He's playing somebody else's offense, which, that's his role and that's what he needs to do right now. And I think he's enjoying it. I think there's a little adjustment with the amount of football time is dedicated at that level,
right,
versus classes and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting his feet underneath him, but he's having a great experience thus far, and it helps having Brady down there too.
Oh, for sure. And now, have you been in contact with Devin Clark at all at Iowa Central?
Yeah, Devin stopped in. I think Labor Day Monday, he came up and watched practice for a little while, and he's been able to stop in a couple of times, college at the college level, it's different from high school. Devin made the traveling team, and he's excited about that. I know he's working extremely hard, and it's an adjustment period for everybody. But I think Devin will do really, really good things down there at Iowa Central.
Awesome. And now, final question: you heading down to Ames today and checking out Iowa State in person, or are you relaxing at the Thomas household with your feet up on the couch?
I'm actually on the road. An old buddy of mine I used to coach with at the Outlaw Bulls team coaches and teaches in Waverly Shell Rock, and he knows a guy, and he scored us a couple of tickets to the Notre Dame Georgia game tonight. So
wow, look at that. You are really on the road. Sweet. Well, I appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to that. That sounds like a good time. Should be a fun game down there in South Bend. So enjoy that. Appreciate the time today. And we look forward to chatting with you in the future. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thanks, Nathan.
That is Humboldt head football coach Greg Thomas chatting with us. As obviously, he's on the road. He's heading to South Bend. So cool for Greg. So he's going to check out some big-time college football today. Big game statewide today. You can hear that coming up right here on The Bolt. That's Iowa State and Iowa, the Cyclones, hosting the Hawkeyes this afternoon, or this morning, I should say, 11 o'clock kickoff from Jack Trice Stadium. That should be a fun game down there in Ames. If you're going, have fun. Tailgate, be safe, and enjoy the Cyhawk rivalry. Also, the NFL starts this week. Thursday night of the game, the Patriots lost. The defending Super Bowl champions kind of got mollywopped at home, 42-27. The Kansas City Chiefs came into town. Punkin' George, he's probably all excited about his Chiefs and whatnot. Also, the Oakland Raiders, they'll open up their contest against the Tennessee Titans in week one. Rick Yemlin from Yemlin Flooring, one of my dear buddies, he has been crazy about this game. I know the Raiders, they have a good team this year, but not as good as my Green Bay Packers. They will play Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. What a game that's going to be. I'm excited just thinking about it right now. The juices are flowing. They're taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Kerry George upstairs here, a big-time Seahawk fan, so the office has been a little bit tense lately as the lead-up to the game, but the Packers and the Seahawks squaring off at 3:30. Well, until next week on Coach's Corner, presented by Vinny's Barbecue, I'm out. Who am I rooting for, Cyclones or Hawkeyes? No way! It's Badger Nation on Wisconsin.
Vinny's Barbecue Restaurant and Catering in Dakota City. With award-winning barbecue using their own rub recipes, smoker, and sauces. From brisket, to ribs, to pulled pork, and everything in between, you'll love what you're eating. Vinny's in Dakota City, pulling pork since 2005. Wow, that's good barbecue. Vinny's Barbecue in Dakota City is a proud sponsor of Wildcat Sports.